Hey kids, welcome back to the next episode of the Incredible Kids Podcast. My name is Moritz Siri, and I will be your host through this incredible journey. We are going to meet many incredible kids. They are going to share with us their stories. Some of them super cool and different like you've never heard before, and some you may say are just ordinary, but all of them incredible. If you have great ideas, email me today at ikidspodcast@gmail.com. And now it's time for
Incredible Kids.
It's time for the joke of the day.
Yay!
Today's joke is brought to you by Molly S. from Detroit, Michigan.
Knock, knock. Who's there? Me. Me, who? Me, me. Me, who? That? Me, who? That? Me, is there? Who? That? Kaylee. Kaylee, am I who?
Welcome back, everyone, to the next episode of the Incredible Kids Podcast. This episode was sponsored in honor of Musia Lashes. Happy birthday! Your parents want you to know you got this. This episode is also sponsored by Mosaica Press and Yidflix. Before we get to the program today, I just want to put it out there that people have been asking me, how can kids get on to the podcast? How can kids answer the questions? We want to get involved. And my answer is, it's as simple as sending an email to ikidspodcast@gmail.com, and you will have the opportunity to receive the questions that we ask and send your answers in and be part of things, get messages that sometimes only insiders get the scoop on. So make sure, kids, that your parents join our insider list. Just send me an email saying, hey, can I be an insider? And it's as simple as that. Also, on August 27th, Emirz Hashem, I will be taking a trip to The Address, which is a store inside of the American Dream Mall in New Jersey. And if you're going to be around, come to a free Incredible Kids game show. We're going to have two shows, a 1 o'clock show and a 3 o'clock show at The Address. And it's going to be super fun. We have really cool prizes, really cool Incredible Kids swag. And I can't wait to meet so many Incredible Kid listeners. Bring your friends and we're going to have a blast. We partnered with Chai Lifeline to bring to you really, really, really an incredible production. This episode was actually inspired by all you kids. A lot of us are familiar with the Chaiathon, which is a program that runs in the summertime where kids in camp and at home can raise money for Chai Lifeline and get prizes. And everywhere I see kids, I hear about kids who are doing awesome creative things to raise money. And then I started asking them, what are you raising money for? Everybody knows they're raising for Chai Lifeline. But then I say, what is Chai Lifeline? And I was a little surprised to see that a lot of kids had a little bit of a hard time figuring out what is Chai Lifeline. And it was such a shame because here they are working so hard to give money to Chai Lifeline. And if the kids only knew where their money was going and what exactly is happening with their money, it would make this mitzvah so much greater. And they would do it with so much more simcha. So today we are going to talk about exactly where that money is going, how it's being spent, and what you are part of by bringing in money through the Chaiathon. The truth is, when we talk about this whole topic of kids who are not well, and we'll find out what Chai Lifeline does and Kemp Simcha, it's a little bit scary. And my goal in this episode is not to scare anybody. So I hope that everybody just walks away with a smile and with hope and with a feeling of being part of something very special. I don't want anybody to be afraid or scared to listen to this episode, because really it's going to just be inspiring and make us proud to be a part of this huge mitzvah. When any kid or any person is sick, it's a very sad thing. But the children who are being helped through Chai Lifeline are very, very sick. And what they're going through is so hard and so challenging. And here's an opportunity for all of us, and especially you kids, to see how you can make their pain a little bit easier to deal with. And if you have the feeling of, oh, I wish I could just make them happy. I wish I could make them smile. I wish I could make their suffering go away. That's because you are very, very special. If you're feeling that way, you have a special neshama. But this is a way that you could bring a smile to their face. And of course, you're davening, especially the children.
When the children cry, the gates of heaven open wide.
Your davening is so special. So when you daven for the people who are not well to be better, your tefillos have a special, special place next to Hashem. And He is for sure listening to every single one of them. So keep davening. And here's another way that you can do something special for these kids so that you can see the smiles on their faces. So what can you do to put a smile on their face? We're going to find out how kids can help kids.
What can we do to put a smile on your face?
Smile on your
face. What can we do to put a smile on your face?
We all get the privilege of hearing two live street interviews with kids just like you who are raising money for Chai Lifeline. And then we are going to hear from Reb Gedalia Weinreb, who works for Chai Lifeline. And then a very special longtime Camp Simcha camper, Atara Bracha from Chicago. But before we got to the program, and you thought we were going to be up to the question of the week, which we'll get to in a second, but I have to share with you a beautiful voice note that I received. And remember, anytime you want to send me a voice message, you can now go to speakpipe.com/incrediblekids and send me your thoughts in your own words and check out what I'm going to play you now. This is feedback from our last episode with Rev E.B. Rottenberg, and we talked about songs that inspire us all. And this girl wants to share a specific song by E.B. Rottenberg and Mordechai Shapiro, maybe you can guess it, that inspired her to do a huge mitzvah, which is a mitzvah that is actually super connected to this episode right here. I'm going to play you her voice note, and I hope you feel as inspired as I did after I heard it.
Hi, my name is Rachela, and I'm 8 years old. I live in England, and I was lucky enough to have the opportunity to grow my hair for sick children with the anemachla, which is cancer. My neighbor had really long hair, and I asked her, like, am I going to cut your hair cut? So she said that she was going to grow it for an organization who helps sick children. And then they make a wig for the hair. So it's more expensive to buy hair, so it's really special to give your hair for free. They're spending so much money to try to get operations and surgeries. And my hair is also growing longer. And I thought, like, what am I going to do with my hair so long? I might as well just, like, copy her and also grow it. To grow your hair, it has to be 30 centimeters to make a wig. So it was coming up, my hair was longer, and my mother kept measuring it. And then finally she says, okay, like, next week you're gonna cut your hair. I was, like, really excited, and, like, as days, like, grew by, then I realized, like, what a special mitzvah. It wasn't, like, just, like, copying someone to do something with my hair, because hair's a real beauty, and when children with Yana Machla lose their hair, then they're wondering what's gonna become of them. It's another thing to make it worse. My mother kept telling me what a special mitzvah it was, but I still, like, didn't properly understand. My mother kept playing the song Nothing in Your Life by A.B. Rottenberg, sung by Mordechai Shapiro. The song's about, like, that there's nothing as special as giving part of you to someone else. And I realized that it's so special. Like, I'm giving away my hair. I didn't realize that it's just such a great mitzvah.
Nothing in your life.
Then after I cut my hair, I felt, like, so great. Like, I was, like, flying in the sky. Like, it was such a big mitzvah. And I didn't even know who was going to get my hair. But it didn't matter because, like, it was such pain in their life. I'm giving away their hair to sweeten it, at least some of the bitter parts. And so grateful to Hashem for giving me this opportunity and this strength to grow my hair for a child. It wasn't so easy because you have to brush your hair and it's very naughty. It was hard to have a shower. It took me way longer. I went to the hairdresser. It was called Rifka Salon. And I was, like, really nervous and I didn't really want to go in. And then finally, my mother persuaded me to go in. So I went in and she was really nice. First, she braided it in plaits and cut it and then shaped it. Like, so first, when she cut it, then it was really short. And I thought, like, oh my gosh, I made such a big mistake. I don't like it. I want it longer. But then as I realized that I gave something away, just like E.B. Rottenberg says, I gave something away of me, my hair, and I'm making a sick child happy. It doesn't matter if my hair's short or long. Anyone out there
that a similar opportunity to go, your hair longer for a sick child, just do it, go out there, like, don't stop yourself. And you can feel different, you can feel like, what am I doing? It's such a big mistake. But then you feel so great after you made a sick child happy. And bye, thank you.
Hey, good morning, everybody. It's Mordechai Shapiro here. Hope everyone is having an amazing day. I just finished listening to this message from this adorable 8-year-old girl named Rachela. And I am just completely blown away, sitting here in tears. I am so inspired. Rachela, you are such an inspiration. Your message is so incredible. How you cut your hair, and I'm sure that wasn't easy. And you're willing to give of yourself to help another. As you said, you were inspired by the song Nothing in Your Life by A.B. Rottenberg that I sing. Nothing in your life will ever be more meaningful than giving of yourself to help another. And that's exactly what you did. I can't believe you're 8 years old. You are well beyond your years, Rachela. And I just want to give you a bracha that you should continue doing kindness. You should continue doing so much good for the world, for the people around you, lifting people up, lighting people's days up. And you should continue to bring so much nachas to your family and to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And just keep being a rock star, Rachela. You should be incredibly proud because it is so amazing. Ha'oseh mitzvah achas katana b'simcha. In my song, Schar Mitzvah Mitzvah, the reward for a mitzvah is that you'll get more opportunities to get close to Hashem and more opportunities to do more mitzvahs. That's the reward. So Hashem should bless you. He should give you more opportunities to get close to Him and more mitzvahs and more mitzvahs. Have an amazing day, Rachela. Keep rocking on.
We asked our listeners, did you come up with a creative way to raise money for Chai Lifeline this summer? Tell us all about it. Here's what they had to say.
I sold flowers for Shabbos.
Hi, my name is Shandy. I'm 8 years old.
Hi, my name is Rizzy. I'm 7 years old.
And we made a prize sale for Chai Lifeline.
Hi, my name is David and I'm 8 years old and I raise money for Chai Lifeline by making a lemonade stand.
Hi, my name is Mio. I'm 9 years old and the way I raise my money for Chai Lifeline is by calling people.
Hi, my name is Atara. I'm 9 years old. I made a potato kugel sale. I peeled potatoes. I helped my mother cook the kugel and my sister also did it with me. And then we made a flyer. We sent it out to people in our neighborhood, our cousins, friends, and then everyone was able to order, and then they came to our house and picked it up. We raised $190, and each potato kugel was $10. We sold 19.
Hi, my name is Kyla, and I'm 10 years old. I raise money for Chai Lifeline by making a lemonade stand and making a bake sale, and I ask my grandparents for money.
The following two encounters are encounters that I had on the spot. On two different Sundays, driving through town, I was looking for kids who were doing something creative to fundraise for the Chaiathon. And I found the most incredible kids doing the most amazing activities. Here I am live in Baltimore, and I was looking for people who are raising money for Chai Lifeline in a creative and different way. And look who I found. What's your name?
Talia Stein.
Emmy Stein.
How old are you?
7.
10.
Well, let's ask these girls what they're selling today.
Stuffed animals.
All from your house?
Yeah.
And how much does it cost?
Some of the small ones are $1, and then medium are big, and then there's one big one that's $10.
$1, 1 cent, 1 pound, 1 shekel.
$1. $3 for the medium, and $5 for the large, and then there's one big one, so that's $10.
Wow, whose idea was this? Be honest, whose idea?
Mine.
Yeah? Stuffed animals are so fun. Are you sure you want to give these away?
Yeah.
Why are you so comfortable giving away your favorite stuffed animals?
I don't know.
Is there a reason why you're selling this? Like, I guess, what are you going to do with the money?
Give it to Chai Lifeline.
Uh-huh. That's what I thought. Does anyone here want to tell me, like, what is Chai Lifeline? Because I keep hearing kids say, I'm making money for Chai Lifeline. Do you have money for Chai Lifeline? What is Chai Lifeline?
High Life Fund, like, it gives money to people who are sick and, like, if they're in their hospital and they need help or they need a present or something like that, they get it. And also Camp Simcha, they give money for people who can't afford to go to Camp Simcha, but their kids are sick and they want their kids to go there.
Wow, you just did a beautiful job explaining High Life Line. High Life Line is for kids who are not well, and Camp Simcha is for those kids in the summer to go to camp, right? Is your camp running a High Life Line, like, tzedakathon? Is that where you got this idea from?
Yeah.
Did anyone come to your stand today?
Yeah.
How many sales did you make? Do you mind sharing that?
Probably like, no, like more like 5, yeah.
Okay, that's a good start. Okay. How much money did you make? Anyone here keeping track?
8.
Eat up. $10, and you're about to make some more. Kids, let's go choose. I have my own kids here. What are we choosing, guys?
I want a squishmallow.
This is such a cute squishmallow. Does it have a name?
I call it butter sometimes.
That's a really good name for a squishmallow because it's like really soft and buttery. And this one is how much money?
$3.
This.
Ooh, that's so cute. It's like a little owl. I love it.
This Build-A-Bear.
Is this the more expensive one? $5. Okay, well, remember, this is all for tzedakah. So far, let's do the math. We have 5 plus 3 plus 1 equals
9.
Ding, ding, ding. You got the answer right.
Support High Lifeline.
Excuse me, is this the iced coffee store?
This special girl over here was advertising an iced coffee sale, and I said the perfect kid to surprise and interview for Incredible Kids. She's a listener since day one, and we are going to make her a day by letting her share her incredible sales pitch for High Lifeline with the kids of the world. Let's go surprise her in her kitchen. Hello, you are selected to be on Incredible Kids. You are an incredible kid. What's your name?
Meira.
Meira, we heard about what you're doing for High Lifeline. Can you just like look at what she's doing? What are you doing?
Making coffee.
Can we watch you make a whole one from beginning to end?
Yeah. First I put in a teaspoon of coffee. Then I put in 2 teaspoons of sugar. Then I put in hot water.
Kids at home, if you have supervision, you might want to do this. She's using decaf so you won't like be wired and stay up the whole day. She's so quick. Or check out what she's doing here. With a glove, by the way. With a glove. Why are you using a glove?
So I don't get germs on the ice.
Right. She doesn't want to give germs to the ice. I mean to the people through the ice. Okay. What's the next step?
To put milk.
I'm just going to recap what she did. She did 1 teaspoon of coffee, 2 teaspoons of sugar, boiling hot water. She was very careful. I was watching her. She headed over then to the freezer to add ice. And now she poured in like milk almost to the top, right?
Yeah.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. What is this gadget?
A frother.
A frother. She's saying it like it's normal. We don't have one of those in my house. Where'd you get it from?
I don't know.
She got it from I don't know. Well, I'm going to go look it up. I hope this is going to be for me. Is this going to be for me?
No. Because decaf.
Oh, right. I forgot it. I ordered one with caffeine. Not just am I going to support High Lifeline, I'm also going to wake up. Is that a good idea?
Yeah.
How did you come up with the price point of $1?
It's better than I do more.
Like next year, you mean?
Until more people come.
Later today, it will be more expensive or like next year?
Like next week.
Baltimore, take advantage because next week her prices might go up when the world finds out about... we didn't taste it yet, right? So far, it looks good and she has a whole production going on. How many did you make today already?
I made 10 today. Do you want caramel?
Of course I want caramel. Caramel is like what makes the world go around. I love caramel. I didn't know it was an option.
Which one's decaf and which one's this one? Not decaf.
So what does R stand for?
Regular.
Uh-huh. Like they do that in Starbucks. Do you want to work in Starbucks one day?
No.
So I made sure it's an R because I'm exhausted, so I need to get regular. What bracha is this, ma'am?
Shahakol.
Shahakol niya bidvaro. Everything is by the word of Hashem. Are you ready? Baruch ata Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam. Shahakol niya bidvaro.
Amen. Amen.
Wow, Meira, it's the perfect blend of sweet and coffee. And you're not even like measuring with like a measuring cup. Who taught you how to do this?
I learned myself.
Like you tried out different measurements until you got it right?
Yeah.
Tell them their orders.
1 caramel for you. 1 caramel for you. 1 caramel for you.
Here's the money. Where's this money going, Meira?
Chai Lifeline.
What is Chai Lifeline?
Something that helps sick people or special needs people to get.
That's absolutely true. Chai Lifeline is a fantastic organization that will use every dollar that you brought in to go toward making the lives of people who have hard, hard challenges that we can't even understand so much better.
Thank you for coming.
Of course. This is like the best type of way to spend my morning with people like you who are making the world more incredible, one incredible kid at a time.
Bye.
Allow me to introduce Reb Gedalia Weinrib, who runs the Chaiathon that we keep talking about. Before you hear from him and how he describes exactly what the Chaiathon is, how you can be a part of it, and where your money goes, and his own experience from years ago at being a counselor at Camp Simcha, I encourage you to ask your parents to help you set up a page at chaiathon.org. So check it out. I really didn't know about the website aspect of it until I spoke with Rabbi Weinrib, and he told me, and he showed me the website, and there's so many kids on it doing the most incredible things. You'll see pictures. You can create your own links to further fundraise and have all your money that you make in one location. So it's really fun. I just created a page for my own kids. Go check it out at chaiathon.org. Here is my conversation with Reb Gedalia Weinrib. Hi, Rabbi Weinrib. Welcome to Incredible Kids. Can you introduce yourself to our audience?
Hi, my name is Gedalia Weinrib. I work for Chai Lifeline. I run this program where kids can raise money for Chai Lifeline.
The Chaiathon!
Kids all over the United States are really having an amazing time. But not just by raising money, like going door to door and say, hi, I'm raising money for Chai Lifeline. Kids are doing the most amazing things. I'm driving down the street and I'm like, wow, there's a carnival. Let me go check it out. And I see hundreds of kids all excited. I'm like, guys, you're making a lot of money. What's going on with this money? You guys are becoming rich. And they look at me and they're like, no, we're raising money for Chai Lifeline. And I said, boys, do you know what Chai Lifeline is? What do they do? And they turn to me and say, of course, we're helping children just like ourselves who are not able to go to a regular camp. And Chai Lifeline has a special camp called Camp Simcha to help these children. I said, wow, that's amazing. It's an unbelievable thing. Because you see, kids, I want to tell you something. I started with Chai Lifeline about 25 years ago. I was looking for a summer job, and I heard about Camp Simcha, and I said, wow, that sounds like a great thing. Maybe I'll try to become a counselor there. And I became a counselor in Camp Simcha, and I had a camper, and I was spending time with him, and I said, wow, he's not able to go to a regular camp. There's so many things that he wasn't able to do during the year because he was sick. And I said, I'm going to give him the most amazing summer. And while we had an amazing summer, we also had the doctors there who were taking care of him the whole time he was there. He was getting all the medicines that he needed from the hospitals, everything that he needed, all his medicine and everything from the doctors, they gave him. But at the same time, he had an unbelievable summer. And then during the year, I realized it wasn't just a summer we were helping him.
Really? What else did they do?
I was in touch with him during the year, and I'm like, wow, what's going on? He said, well, and I'm in and out of school because, you know, I'm still not so well. He told me, you know, the other night I had to stay in the hospital. And Chai Lifeline was able to stay in the hospital with me because he said my parents weren't able to stay with me because my sister and my brother were back at home and my parents had to be with them. And I was like, wow.
Wow.
And then he said came Hanukkah, and there was a gorgeous Hanukkah party that Chai Lifeline made. And he told me, every time I'm in the hospital, I'm not eating the hospital food. He said, I hate the hospital food. It's terrible. I said, so what do you do? He said, I call Chai Lifeline. They're literally bringing me meals every time in the hospital. I said, wow, that's unbelievable. Did you get stuck there for Shabbos? He said, yeah, but Chai Lifeline dropped off right before Shabbos an unbelievable box. They had everything I needed for Shabbos.
And
I
this
said,
is wow. A long time ago.
This is when I was a teenager. They were on trips during the year for kids, and then they started getting the whole family involved, because when you have a sick kid, it's very, very hard for the kid, but it's also hard for his siblings, because the mother and the father, they're always busy with their sick child, and they're running back and forth to hospitals, and sometimes the sister and brothers feel like, hey, I'm not getting the kind of attention that I used to get around here while my brother's sick, while my sister's sick. And that's why Chai Lifeline has this whole sibling program. And then I heard about this amazing program where kids are raising money. I said, wow.
Wow.
I know how much money camp costs because I was seeing what they're doing, and I'm like seeing all this amazing stuff. I said, I want to get involved in this program where they're raising money for camp and getting involved and helping these kids the entire year. And that's when I really took over this program, and I said, we really got to do this. And we started getting kids all over the United States.
How long ago did this summer program start?
It's been going on already a little over 20 years, actually.
Right. I remember in the beginning days when I was in day camp, and it was like a jump-a-thon. They had like more specific things.
It as the name of a swim-a-thon. And that was really what it was, is kids were swimming laps in camp.
Oh, swimming, correct. Yes, swimming.
Let's go swimming.
That's what it was. It was a swimathon. That's what it started at. And it was kids were swimming laps and getting sponsorships for swimming laps. Our goal was always that kids should feel good about it. I want kids to feel like I'm doing something to help somebody.
Right. So
it was, and slowly we changed it over because kids were starting to do other stuff. Kids were getting much more creative. We're getting pictures now. We get hundreds of pictures from all over the United States of kids who are doing unbelievable things. Yesterday I got, let me give you some.
Tell me a few examples because I know some here I can share, but I want to hear from you because you see it all.
The creativity that kids have, unbelievable. Yesterday we had a slime party where a kid made slime for everything. I had soap icicle pops where a kid made his own creation.
Wait, so what does that mean? Slime party means that someone made a slime party and kids had to pay to come?
I think he was selling slime. He made his own slime.
Adorable.
And he was selling slime where kids were coming. And then he took a picture of like 50 kids holding up their slime all over the place. I'm sure their mothers had a field day. And it was great. It was so much fun. And everyone was having a great time. I got a picture yesterday of a backyard carnival, which is pretty popular. I got a picture of a snack stand that was really cool. And one thing I like bake sales. Because bake sales is not just like, oh, right now I'm just, you know, taking out some stuff. I had kids who literally were doing it for weeks. They were working on it. They're buying the ingredients and they're making the stuff. It's like a 2-week project and then they're launching it. We had a challah bake where people were ordering challahs and then people were making challahs for Shabbos. I had these gorgeous pictures of like these little girls who were delivering challahs for Shabbos. They had a little red wagon and they're literally walking and you ordered beforehand the challahs and they're going door to door delivering the challahs. It was so moving to see. Unbelievable.
What do you do with all these pictures?
We ask permission. Whoever gives us permission, we do post it. We have a full Instagram.
And it's beautiful.
A full, we put them on WhatsApp and we try to post them because we want people to see like, yes, kids are collecting money and yes, we do give prizes. And I feel like there's so many kids who say, yes, I like the prize and I'm happy about the prize, but that's not what it means to me. When a kid does something like that, when a kid's baking challahs, they feel so good and they're so excited. And they're like, wow, look what I just made. I just made 30 challahs. And they're sending a picture of a kid standing next to his wagon with a bunches of challahs. I had a kid who made a restaurant in their house where they literally took orders. You had to order beforehand what you want. And all the neighbors came in and sat down and they were like the waitress, all the brothers and sisters, the waitress and waiters.
That's adorable. That's real incredible kids right there.
They're coming from all over the United States. It's unbelievable.
Where do you live, Rabbi Weinreb?
I live in Lakewood, New Jersey. Maybe some kids heard of it.
Maybe you heard of it. Yeah. Yeah, I think I've heard of it.
So we have 275 camps, I think, starting from all the way from this end of the United States all the way down.
Okay,
to
Florida. So 275 camps are right now raising money for Chai Lifeline.
Correct.
Wow, that's such a Kiddush Hashem.
Unbelievable. And we print brochures. So we used to print 30,000 brochures. Right now we're up to 100,000 brochures.
Wow.
So we have 100,000 children that are raising money for a Chai Lifeline and we always run out because there's always kids who call us up and say, hey, I want to get involved also. I want to do this also. There's something going on. A mother called me the other day and she's like,
can my son raise money also? He wasn't in a camp that was doing that.
I said 100%.
Right.
The whole black was doing it and he just wanted to do it also. People already associate this summer with Chai Lifelines, you know, raising money. And when you see what's going on in camp right now, it is unbelievable.
We'll be right back to this interview. But first, let me remind you about the book, My Special Uncle, that came up in our conversation from last week's podcast with the incredible Tehillah. She mentioned that her mother purchased My Special Uncle by Ahava Aaron Price, and it really had an impact. Now Tehillah is 8 years old, and it was very age appropriate, and it helped her understand her special needs relatives. And honestly, I read the book a few times with my own children. Well, to be honest, actually my daughter read it to my husband and we read it all together afterwards. And it really painted a picture so beautifully of interactions that kids could have with special needs people in such an understanding and accepting way. Mosaica Press has other wonderful books, but be sure to get this one. This is one that needs to be in every single person's house. So many of you have ordered it already. A couple of my friends were like, oh my gosh, thank you so much for telling me about this book. We got it in like a few days. It came so quickly. And of course, they got a free book as well. And you can still order it today. So go to mosaicapress.com, get the book My Special Uncle, and make sure to mention Incredible Kids in the order notes so that you can get the other book, 999 Fun Facts About the USA, which is also a great read. We've been reading that too around here. And that will be absolutely free with your purchase of My Special Uncle. So go and buy it and check out the rest of the books Mosaica Press has. They really have something for every member of the fam. And of course, you can find the link in the show notes below in case memorizing that email address is just too much work. So head over there now and get a copy of your book today. And now back to this episode. We've all seen videos and heard songs from Camp Simcha before. the energy there really makes these kids, whatever hardships that lie ahead of them through the rest of the year or even during the summer, like you said, there's doctors in the camp, it has to do miracles for them. It
really changes them. I want to tell you an incredible story that happened to me, which is when I saw this, I was blown away because I was a counselor in camp. And then fast forward. This story goes back about 15 years ago. So a kid that I was very close with, a neighborhood friend, very, very close to this family, very close to this kid. A regular kid, he was already in high school, he was in yeshiva. And one day the parents came over to me and they said that their son was just diagnosed. And now he was not well and he's not going to be able to go to a regular camp. And they asked me if I could kind of help them and talk to them and tell the kid about Camp Simcha. And like, tell the kid, you know, you're not going to be able to go to a regular camp, but there's a camp that maybe you'll be able to go to. I went to the kid's house and I sat with the kid and I told him about Camp Simcha and how amazing it is. And the kid was like, no, I'm not doing this. There's no way that I'm going to Camp Simcha. The kid was really, really upset. I'm not going to Camp Simcha.
Why didn't he want to go?
He said, this is not where my friends are. This is not where I'm meant to be. I was already enrolled. He was already enrolled in a regular camp. He's like, I'm going back. I want to go back to my regular camp. If I can't go back to my regular camp, then I'm just not going anywhere this summer. I'm just sitting on this couch just where I am. I told his parents, just pack. They put all the stuff in a suitcase and they got the suitcase ready. Camp Simcha, they do something very special. They have the regular bus where kids go. And then if there's a camper that can't make it, they'll literally come and pick up the kid. So his counselor got in a car and drove down to Brooklyn to pick him up. And they came to the house and they're like, okay, we're here. The mother turns to the kid and is like, the counselors are here outside. Your bags are packed. The kid's like, but I'm not going. The mother said, I'll pick you up tomorrow if it doesn't work. Just call me tomorrow if it doesn't work. Call me in 2 days. I'll drive down to the mountains and pick you up. She didn't hear from her son for 3 days. 3 days later, she just got a quick phone call. Hi, Ma, it's going amazing. It's unbelievable. Speak to you later. A few days later, I got in a car and I said, I'm going to visit this kid. I usually don't allow visitors in Camp Simcha. Had special permission to come in. Now, by this time, this kid was already in a wheelchair because he had an issue with his foot. I'm like, okay, so now I'm going to see him and like, what's going to happen? All of a sudden, he comes flying down the hill in his wheelchair. Dressed up from head to toe with his counselor pushing him, come flying down the hill. It was like the way he changed from literally from one day to the next. You know, when I see that and I see what Camp Simcha can really do for a kid, it's magic. It really is magic. And they talk about it the whole year. And sometimes it's the only place where a kid could feel really normal. When a kid is sick, he doesn't feel like his friends. He says, you know, some of my friends don't get me. You know, I love it that I'm either still in school or that I'm able to zoom into my friends in school, but they don't really understand what I'm going through. And I remember back to my camp days when I was in camp. We had a bonfire late at night. I was in the teen division, so we had a bunch of teenagers who were all going through illnesses. And they're sitting around the campfire, and they're talking about it. And they're talking about what they're going through. Kids who normally are these rough and tough teenagers, and they're talking in ways like, and they felt so connected to the teenagers around them. And they said, these are the kids that really understand me. They know what I'm going through. They know what it means to spend a week in the hospital, to spend nights in the hospital. And then they come away the whole year, and they're like, I have that magic place called Camp Simcha that's really able to do it for me.
Wow. So they really have an opportunity to like be real with their feelings and also see other kids, teenagers that understand them because they're going through similar things. And during the year, are there programs that they're part of so that they can keep this up when it's not camp?
So Chai Lifeline has many, many programs throughout the year, and the counselors always keep a connection with the campers. Chai Lifeline has programs throughout the year where they're really supporting the family every step of the way.
I'll tell you what Chai Lifeline did for my neighborhood. I had a neighbor who we're very close to and he was not well, and it was during Corona. So he couldn't go to Camp Simcha. He couldn't go during the year. He couldn't go to events, you know. So it was during like the real lockdown here in Baltimore. And the counselors that were sent over to him, first of all, got him a pet rabbit.
Whatever,
they showed up one day with a pet rabbit. And you have to understand, we lived in a place where everyone's connected, so all the kids got into it. One day they came, they brought a dunk tank outside in the front lawn, like for the whole block. The kid himself didn't want to go inside. You know those things where like you sit inside, you throw the ball on the thing? So, and it was also not even, it was still March, so it was freezing outside. So the counselor who like was a loony boon, and a lot of the times these High Lifeline volunteers or Camp Simcha counselors have really fun personalities. And he was like, okay, you'll just throw me in. So he would sit up in this dunk tank, and then all the kids took turns throwing the ball at the thing. All the neighborhood kids. The next day they came with a carnival and brought cotton candy for the whole block. And it was just, it made this kid feel, he was suddenly the coolest kid on the block because he brought all this attraction, attention. And the funniest was, I remember they were shooting paintballs at his bedroom window. You couldn't not laugh. It was the funniest thing. They were like, we can't come in your house. We'll just shoot paintballs at your window. And these like paint bombs were going off. It was just so creative and so special. And he just never stopped. Baruch Hashem, it was like my first experience seeing that up close, what impact it can make on a kid, a family, and a whole community. And then actually that year when my father was biking, he did it as a zechus for our neighbor, and it all came full circle, you know? So it's important to know that you kids who are listening, your money that you're making, whether you make $5 from a bake sale or you make $500 from a super successful carnival, if you live on like a very good street, it's all about the block you live on, you know, like how much traffic comes by. But whatever you make, every dollar, right? We say like every dollar, right? Where's my dollar going? People who give tzedakah want to know, like, I'm going to give you a dollar. Where's my dollar going? Right? So your dollar is going to everything Rabbi Weinreb just described. All the fun, all the attention, all the things for the siblings, all the things for the child in camp, the child at home, the child in the hospital who's hungry and hates the hospital food, all of that. Can you imagine that's where your money is going? It's the most special thing when kids say, I'm going to give it all to Chai Lifeline. Even if they also worked hard for it. These kids are not saying, I'll give half to Chai Lifeline. They're giving it all to Chai Lifeline.
It's unbelievable. And every kid walks away, and the feeling that a kid has when he finishes it and he walks over with a bag of money and he's giving to Chai Lifeline. And we literally pick up bags and bags of change. And somebody's like, it's all in change. It's all. I say, great.
You're like, I'll take it.
Literally, when there was a coin shortage in America, Chai Lifeline was able to help out with the coin shortage because we did have 40,000 coins.
But they have they have that big machine in some of the banks. Remember the TD Bank machine?
TD Bank used to have
you throw down all the coins and it. Yeah. If there's any final message that you want to give to all kids, you know, listening from anywhere about the impact that they're having,
think about the kid that you're helping out. Like, think about a kid your age, and he's like just about my age, and he's not able to do the things that I'm regularly doing, and say, you know what, I'm helping him out. I had an unbelievable story that happened to me a few weeks ago where a kid was raising money for Chai Lifeline because his neighbor got sick, just like you had said before, that kind of story. His neighbor got sick and he was really feeling bad for him. And he said, you know what? I really can't really do anything for the neighbor, for my neighbor who's sick. You know, what can I do? So he was davening for his neighbor and it was beautiful. And then we came out with our program and he said, you know what? I'm going to raise money for Chai Lifeline. And he's raising money for Chai Lifeline and he sent the Chai Lifeline. And then when he's watching exactly what you said, all these volunteers come next door. He's like, I did that. I said all those things. That was me. That bake sale that I had, that carnival that I had, that money raising that I had, all that raising money that I had, that was me sending over the volunteers. So I really did help my neighbor. I thought I was going to daven, which is for sure going to help him. But now there's another way they helped him. He literally was sending Chai Lifeline there. So it's really special. I like kids to know that this, yes, Chai Lifeline is helping thousands of children throughout the whole year. And it's only because of you.
Kids helping kids.
Kids helping kids. That's our motto, 100%.
Kids helping kids. It's like we have our own network of what we can do in this world here. Rabbi Weinreb, thank you so much for explaining this to us in a way that we all can understand, myself included, because it's important for all of us to know what happens with all our hard work. And Hashem should bring Mashiach very quickly. Merz Hashem, we won't have a need for all this. And everybody should have Refuah Shleima.
Thank you, Murat Siri, for this amazing podcast. It really is amazing that kids should have a podcast. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
It's showtime.
Hey, I just heard about the Chaiathon. Kids can help raise money for Chai Lifeline to help sick kids. Let's do something to support them.
That's a good idea. And how shall we raise money?
Well, we need something fun and exciting to get everyone's attention. What if we make a mini carnival in our backyard?
Yeah, we can have games and prizes in the cotton candy machine. Ew, I love cotton candy.
Welcome to our Kids Helping Kids Carnival. All the money we raise today will go straight to Chai Lifeline.
Come on, everyone. Try your luck at our games and win amazing prizes.
1, 2, 3, 10, 20, 30, 40, 120, 140.
Whoa, we raised a lot of money. Now we could get all those cool prizes from the brochure they gave us in camp.
You think we have enough for a hoverboard?
I think we could probably get the snorkel maker.
But you know what?
Something feels even better than getting all those prizes. It's knowing that we're helping kids who really need it.
You're totally right. The joy we feel from making a difference in someone else's life is priceless.
Hey, hey, I heard about your incredible carnival. Thank you for your hard work and dedication. Every dollar that you've raised today will make a big difference in the lives of so many kids.
Thank you for everything you do, Mrs. Chaiton. Honor to help.
The lessons you kids learn today will last well beyond the awesome prizes that you'll get as well. You kids should be really proud of yourselves.
We've learned that the real prize is the happiness we give to other kids.
Hey, incredible kids and families. Are you ready for a video streaming experience that's kosher, ad-free, and filled with fun? Introducing Yidflix for every member of the family. From Uncle Maishi's catchy tunes to the Shazak Parsha series, Yidflix has something for everyone. You could choose to pay per month or do it for the entire year. And here's the clincher. There will be no ads that pop up with something inappropriate that you don't want your kids seeing. And they update their content every single day, so you'll never run out of things to watch. Go to Yidflix.com, YIDFLICKS.com. Follow the link in the show notes and sign up today.
And here is the interview you've all been waiting for. Atara Bracha is the incredible kid of the day who is going to represent the entire Chai Lifeline and Camp Simcha and try to give all of us a little understanding as how important Camp Simcha and Chai Lifeline the whole year is for these incredible kids who are going through some really tough challenges. And you're going to get to hear from Atara Bracha about how she feels about the Chaiathon and how she feels when she sees kids like you raising money in such beautiful and creative ways. Enjoy this conversation. I am so grateful to Atara Bracha and her family for agreeing to come on and share with us what Chai Lifeline means to her. Hi, welcome to Incredible Kids. Can you introduce yourself? Tell us a little bit about yourself, where you're from. Go for it.
My name is Atara Bracha. I'm from Chicago, Illinois. I am one of 7 siblings. I like to bake and I like to hang out with friends.
Fun.
I'm going into 9th.
It's exciting. You're starting high school.
Yes.
Good luck.
Thank you.
You were chosen, and I'm curious to know if you can guess why, but when I spoke to some of the people who run Chai Lifeline, which this episode is really all about, I said, can you connect me with one of your Chai Lifeline members? Just anyone, a boy or a girl, any age, as long as they could share with children and adults who are listening all about the work that Chai Lifeline does for kids. And they said, sure, no problem. And they got back to me a few days later and they said, you got to talk to this girl from Chicago. So why you? Why do you think?
You were
chosen out of everyone. And there's many, many, many kids that are helped.
Oh, my gosh. Because I don't really know, but I feel like I've been going there for a while, and so, like, I really know them, and they really know me, and just feel like I have, like, a lot of personality and stuff like that.
I'm sensing that you're very humble also, so you're, like, hesitant to say, like, oh, yeah, I'm the best, and I get that, and I respect that a lot, but they obviously think very highly of you, so you should take that as a big compliment. You right away said you've been going there, so when you say there, are you talking about Chai Lifeline near Chicago, or are you talking about Camp Simcha?
Both.
So what is Chai Lifeline?
They help kids who are going through medical challenges. Like, it could be like someone from going for, like, let's say diabetes, or someone who's going through cancer. You get them support in the hospital, not like getting surgeries, and like they're there. Volunteers come and like they entertain me while I'm recovering at home and stuff like that.
Right. So like if you go through some sort of a surgery or something, and recovering means like you're getting better from something, right? You're like, takes time. And I could imagine that when you're recovering, you're talking about in the hospital or at home or both?
Both.
Right. So they're there at your service.
Exactly.
At your service.
What's the Chai Lifeline called in Chicago? Is there like a name for it?
What? Yeah, Midwest.
Midwest. Chai Lifeline of the Midwest.
Yes.
So Midwest includes, like, give me some cities in the Midwest. Let's give some shout outs.
Milwaukee, Chicago, Cleveland, Cincinnati, Detroit. There's probably more. Just can't think of them off my head.
South Bend, Indiana. We could get to like a bunch of them,
yes.
Right? Like, right.
Yes.
So like all those, right. And by the way, all those cities are not like next door neighbors.
Yeah.
But they're all part of the Midwest of the United States of America. So give me an example of what they did for you in Chicago, in your hometown.
So one time when I got a surgery, I was out of state. So it was really hard for me because I didn't really have visitors and stuff like that. They flew in my counselor from Camp Sucha Special. And it really helped me. She entertained me. And she also gave my mother a break.
Wow. So they paid for your counselor's ticket. Where was she from?
Florida.
Florida. Okay. So they paid for your counselor's ticket to spend time with you.
In South Carolina.
So they really made sure you were covered wherever you were. Especially probably since you were out in the boondocks. Right? Does High Lifeline run events during the year for you? During the school year?
Yeah. So they have high girls, the kids who are sick, quote unquote, you know?
Right.
They bring them on fun trips and stuff once a month. They have Purim parties, Hanukkah parties. They also have Big Sister, Little Sister program where they pair you up and they drive you to fun places and stuff. There's also iShine with the siblings of the kids. They also have some fun. And it's an after school program. You do homework with the kids and stuff like that. They give them supper and stuff.
So that's for the brothers and sisters of the kids who are High Lifeline kids.
Yes.
That's awesome. It's called iShine. Okay. That's amazing. Do your siblings benefit from that at all?
Yeah.
That's really cool. Tell me about Camp Simcha. How old were you when you started going and what is Camp Simcha?
So I was 8 when I started going. The main thing is helicopter rides. But they have a helicopter comms. They take you around the grounds and stuff like that. Around Camp Simcha. You see from a high, it's really pretty and very gorgeous. They have concerts. Mordechai Shapiro, Avram Fried, we had in the past. We had Yom Yizi this year. We also have a lot of activities. We have ropes course. We have swimming. We have lake. Any other typical camp you could think of, the activities are most likely in camp. There's arts and crafts. There's candle making, pottery. There's canteen that's free. There's also shows that, not concerts. There's also, challah baking and stuff like that.
It sounds like just a really awesome, fun sleepaway camp.
Exactly.
So what's different about Camp Simcha than, any other sleepaway camp?
There's an infirmary that's literally like a hospital. Anything medical related you need, they have there, pretty much.
Just for kids who don't know what an infirmary is. And I think anyone who's been to sleepaway camp knows the word infirmary because infirmary is just a place where the nurse is, right?
Exactly.
So in Camp Simcha, the infirmary is a pretty big focus. You tell me why.
Because people come and they need that medical attention and they could be in camp.
Right. And that's amazing because they're trained to help them.
Yes. And they are good nurses. You're friends with the nurses. It's not awkward to go to the infirmary. You going to the infirmary is normal. It's as if you're going to the canteen.
Right. You've been going since you're 8 years old and now you're much older. So do they know you year to year, the nurses, when you come back?
Yeah.
And that's an important thing because kids who go to Camp Simcha often have a lot of medical needs. I mean, they probably all do. They all have different things that they need to see nurses or I would assume doctors, therapists. So there's all different people there to help with health related things. And if the kids are excited because they know their nurses or their doctors there from year to year to year, then it will make them even more comfortable and excited to go back every summer because they're confident that it's someone they love and know taking care of them. Such a delicate matter.
Yeah. Last year I had one nurse, but this year since I moved up in a division, I didn't have that same nurse. But when I came to the infirmary, I saw them chilling and schmoozing, so still schmoozing with them.
That's great. You also mentioned the candle making, and I know that anybody who I knew that has ever been to Camp Simcha before all came home with a gorgeous Havdalah candle. Do you have one?
Yes, I could show you one.
Let's see. Ooh la la.
Yeah.
Wow. That's beautiful.
Should I explain how it works?
For sure. So cool.
So what you do is you pick out what size candle you want, and then there's wax. There's millions and millions of colors of wax. Any color you think in the world is probably there, sitting right there for you. So you go and you dip it in, and then after, you go and you carve it. You could carve whatever you want, anything.
So cool.
It's really, really fun.
You reminded me that I need a new Havdalah candle. Every Havdalah I remember. It's really beautiful and it's so cool. It's so fun to come home from camp and have something that you made and you custom made it. It's really fun to come home with those kind of souvenirs. You also mentioned helicopter rides. Is that a normal event? You said it's a main thing there. What does that mean that it's the main thing?
That's what everyone waits for. I wait for the helicopter ride.
And how often do you go on a helicopter ride in one summer session?
Once.
But it's the thing you wait for.
Yes. Even though it's for 2 minutes, but that 2 minutes lasts forever. usually, like, the saying is, time flies when you're having fun, but in the helicopter, it's not like that. It's time crawls, even though you're having a blast up there.
Really? Okay, cool. I mean, is it scary? I've never been in a helicopter before.
The first time I went, like, my first year in camp, I was very, very scared. But since I went on it, like, I've been going up like a pro because my mother is like, she's like petrified of helicopters. Like, she tells my counselor, Kate, text me when she's off and her 2 feet are on the ground. It's like funny because like sometimes like text her, Kate, mom, I'm going on right now. And I'm like 2 seconds later, I'm like, Kate, bye. Don't worry. I'm alive.
We'll tell you when we come home. I'll show you pictures. Tell me about the canteen, because I heard a rumor that like the soda machine, you press the button and you don't have to pay and like cans come out.
So basically there's like on the side, there's like a little like compartment where there's coins. After a certain amount of time, they come and then they empty it out and then they refill that station. So like I could be like walking into activity. Okay, I want Pepsi. So I'll go up to the thing, put it in and press it. And then here comes a can out.
So they provide you with a coin. It works as a regular vending machine. You stick the coin in and ka-ching, and then you got your drink.
Yeah, pretty much.
Now, okay, so kids who are listening are probably thinking like, oh my gosh, they're so lucky. They get whatever soda they want whenever they want, right? It sounds like a dream. And it also sounds like a dream to get like helicopter rides and all the fun you're describing. And I know from seeing videos of Camp Simcha and everything, and everyone's always wearing crazy costumes. And as you mentioned, the shows, the concerts that happen almost every day. So now I want you to tell the kids like why they need this. Why is it so important that the kids who go to Camp Simcha and benefit from Chai Lifeline, they're getting all this? Like, why do they deserve that? You know, why is that so important?
Because we go through a lot every single day. There's some kids who fight every single day for their lives. There's some kids who can't breathe on their own, or they're sitting in hospitals days alone, isolated, being quarantined away from your friends.
Young and helpless children, illness and confusion, please no more.
Here's a place where you come and you could like, don't worry about anything, about medical or anything like that. Just like 2 weeks where a kid could be a kid, a real kid, not being cooked up to monitors in a hospital or at home, being with friends and like true friends. Like at home, it's like hard for me to connect with like a real friend. I guess I have my friends, but like sometimes I feel like it's not like my real friend. But in Camp Simcha, I have like my real friends because they understand what I'm going through.
That's amazing. When you're talking about your real friends, you're talking about other campers or counselors that you connect with, or both?
Both. Also gives me energy and like steam for me to go through the rest of life and come back to Camp Simcha for the rest of the year and the next year of going through all my appointments, going through my surgeries, going through all of that. Like, it gives me power to persevere and just go through it, even when life is hard.
Wow. I love that word, persevere. It means like to, how do you describe persevere?
To keep on going. When something is hard, just go for it. Mm-hmm. Like, to keep on moving.
Do you always feel that way? Where, like, your strength of character, like, you're coming off now as being super confident and comfortable with yourself. Is it ever hard for you?
Yes, it's hard for me. But I just remember my times I spent in Camp Simcha.
Wow. And you're saying that legit. Like, this is... Yes. No one's paying you to say that.
No.
Wow.
Nope.
Camp Simcha has been around forever. You know, the tzaddikim who run it depend on us. They depend on the klal, like everyone. And so I'm going to go back a little bit into where we started in this conversation. And all the kids around, all summer long, you see, I mean, you're in Chicago, I'm in Baltimore, but I'm from Muncie and I have friends in Lakewood and I have friends in Brooklyn and I have friends in Florida. And everybody's kids are posting on their status all day long, like, or the parents are posting for their kids. Come to our lemonade stand. Come to our barbecue, whatever, for Chai Lifeline. Everybody's raising money. And when I was a kid, we had stuff in camp also. So it's been going on for years. And I know that all this money goes straight to Chai Lifeline. And it's so special to hear from you what it did for you. But you're just one example of so many kids that they help. Like, how do you feel about it when you're driving by on the street and you see these lemonade stands for Chai Lifeline? What does it make you think?
I love it. It's like the best feeling. Like, I'm working at a camp and like one of the person I work through, like by Tisha B'Av, she was saying, yeah, I made a camp. We made this amount of money. We split it up evenly. Then we decided to give half of what we personally made to Chai Lifeline. I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm proud of Chai Lifeline. Like, I love it. It's like the best feeling. It's like some way where these kids can actually help kids.
Wow. And those are like your friends telling you this.
Yeah, she's not like my friends. And like, I told her, like, I'm part of Chai Lifeline. She's like, what? Really? I did not No, like, oh my gosh.
Wow. And
yeah.
And it's really special that you're able to appreciate that. And you see, like, how your friends who are just regular kids are doing something that they might not even realize is such a big deal. And it really makes a difference, right?
Yes.
It's really, really cool. Right now you have a mic, a really cool mic, a weird one, like a robot mic. Right now you have a mic that will, Emirat Hashem, will be reaching many, many children. What message would you like to give to kids, all kids, because we all struggle with something?
So if something's going hard in your life, just remember there's light at the end, no matter what. It might be hard right now, but hopefully in a few weeks it'll get better. And you might not see it now getting better, but I'm telling you right now, there's always, always going to be a finish line, no matter what you're going through. There's always going to be it.
And do you see the finish line in your life?
Yes. Sometimes no, but I know in a few years it's going to help. There's going to be a finish line.
Wow. Do you ever give yourself like smaller milestones to kind of look forward to?
Yeah, all the time. And like, let's say like one doctor I have, I don't get such good news or whatever, like I still have to do this, whatever. I just remember all like the other times that other doctors give me good news and walk out of that appointment smiling. Yay, he gave good news. I tell my mom, like, hey, he gave us good news. And sometimes I just replay that in my head when it's getting hard, or I just remember Kim Simcha.
That's amazing.
We meet all the place. The smile fills my face.
Do you have a lot of pictures and stuff from camp? Like, how do you hold on to your memories throughout the year?
Yeah. Sometimes, like, on YouTube, I, like, search up Camp Simcha or on, like, their Instagram and stuff like that.
It keeps it alive for you. You look at the videos and the pictures of, even if you're not in the videos, you're saying, just, like, the vibe. The vibe gets you excited.
Yes. My second year going, my counselor made me a countdown.
3, 2, 1.
I love getting, like, the applications. Like, that, like, gets me excited for camp.
How many more days till camp next year?
I don't know. It's too
it's too many now. You can't start now.
Probably after, like, 300.
Right. But will you have, like, reunions and stuff?
I live in Chicago, so it's, like, very far away from, like, the East Coast. Like, in the East Coast, there is a lot more stuff. My first couple of years of going to Camp Simcha, my counselor used to live in Chicago, so, like, there was, like, a reunion. And so we flew together to the reunion.
Oh,
and
that's
it was,
so,
like,
sweet.
It was, like, really fun.
I think many of us know, like, what is so fun about Camp Simcha and sort of, like, the impact that Chai Lifeline has. But I want kids to listen to this and know that whatever dollar you made, whether you made $5 or $500 from whatever money you fundraised in your families and your neighborhoods, it's going straight to make kids like you have a more enjoyable life, like, right away.
Exactly.
Kids that you see that might not even look like they're sick, and kids that maybe sometimes it's more obvious. Atara Bracha, it was such an absolute honor for me to have you on Incredible Kids, and I'm confident that you're going to inspire so many children and adults listening. Are there any last words that you want to share before we say goodnight?
Just keep on doing the fundraisers for Camp Simcha. It helps so much with the kids in Camp Simcha. You don't even know. And I just want to give a huge thank you to everyone who does it yearly. I know some people do it yearly, some people do it, like, whenever, but just thank you so much for donating. It really helps, and have a great summer.
Thank you. You spoke so beautifully.
Thank you so much, Ben.
Of course.
Thank you so much.
Bye. And now it's time for homework. Oh, come on, not that kind. One of the things that Atara Bracha so beautifully said that I keep thinking about was that she has great friends. And of course, her friends from her Chai Lifeline and Camp Simcha family understand her the most, especially since many of them go through other challenges that are similar to hers, or at least they know what it means to have a challenge of that sort. But I keep thinking about how she said that, like, her friends from her community, they don't really understand her. And that totally, totally makes sense. And I'm thinking, like, I wish there was a way that all of us, who Baruch Hashem are healthy and well, can go out of our way to notice take interest, of course, in an appropriate way, not asking people personal questions that they don't want to talk about. Some people like to share information. Some people don't like to share personal information, especially about their lives, their health, their challenges. But if there was a way that we can become more sensitive, so here's what I'm going to propose. I have an idea. I'm thinking that we pick one day, like wake up in the morning, you say it's going to be this week on Tuesday or this week on Thursday. You pick one day where you're going to go out of your way to just look at people for who they are right now and take an interest in their lives. And I'm going to do this too. I'm going to try to do this too. And I'm going to try to go through my day just thinking like, hey, you know, how can I help this person? Anybody, any people that you encounter, because here's the thing, guys, we never know what is going on in someone else's life. We don't know what their situation is at all. You might think you know. You might be jealous of somebody, like we talked about before, how like things could look super exciting for somebody, but really inside their life might be really, really hard and you don't know about it. Sometimes it's obvious. Sometimes when kids are not well, you can tell from the outside for different reasons. And sometimes you cannot tell. And a lot of kids actually who go to Camp Simcha in the Camp Simcha special or in the regular Camp Simcha, a lot of those kids you might see in your school, in your neighborhood, or even in camp and think, why are they here? They don't look not well, but they can be struggling with something major that you can't tell from the outside. So let's just have that mindset of meeting people and just being kind to them for who they are and not being jealous of things that they have and just appreciating everybody and remembering that you don't know. I don't know what the other person has going on in their life. It's such an important thing for me to remember, for all of us to remember every single day, but let's pick one day. If you can get through a day like that, tell me about it at ikidspodcast@gmail.com. And I look forward to hearing from all of you incredible kids. And I wish you all an incredible rest of your day, wherever you are, whenever you listen.
Are you an incredible kid? Send your story to ikidspodcast@gmail.com.
Subscribe today to the Incredible Kids Podcast.
Thanks for listening. And remember, you are all
incredible kids.